560 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Mike DeBusky. An intense manhunt is still underway for an escaped killer in southeastern Pennsylvania. Danilo Cavalcante is on the run for nearly a week after breaking out of a prison near Philadelphia. Police now say he was spotted again last night, a little further away from the prison. This man says he nearly came face to face with Cavalcante in his home.
I saw him walk out of the kitchen and through our living room, kind of along the side, opened up that door, walked out. He was wearing a white shirt, had a bag.
There's a $10,000 reward for any information. Right now in Nevada, tens of thousands of spectators, some walking, others driving, finally leaving the Burning Man Festival after thick mud from torrential rain left them stranded all weekend. There's a line of vehicles snaking their way out this morning, a process which could take hours. And well wishes for First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, testing positive for COVID but with mild symptoms. This is ABC News. There may be a summit in the works between Russia and North Korea. American officials now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin could be set to host North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Russia's now desperate for more weapons in its fight against Ukraine, and the New York Times is reporting that Kim would provide artillery shells and anti-tank rounds in exchange for advanced technology for its own satellites and submarines. The meeting would likely take place in Vladivostok, a port city that is close to North Korea, where Kim met with Putin in 2019.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. America's auto industry staring down the prospect of a strike in a matter of days. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
The hard deadline is 11:59 p.m. on September 14th. The head of the UAW says if the automakers, including GM, Stellantis, and Ford, do not meet their demands, they will strike, shutting down production across the country.
Among the demands, a shorter work week and a pay raise. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. On the tail end of a brutal Labor Day heat wave, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that much of the state is still at a high risk for wildfires. Between the heat level, low humidity, gusty winds, and a lack of rain, wildfires are much more likely to start and spread quickly. DNR fire prevention specialist Catherine Cole says 98% of Wisconsin wildfires are caused by people, mostly through debris burning and equipment-related fires. According to a WXOW report, a petition with over 200 signatures from Wisconsin child care providers was sent to state lawmakers, asking Republican legislators to abandon a set of child care-related bills proposed last week. The bills would loosen restrictions, potentially allowing workers as young as 16 years old to watch children unsupervised. People who signed on to the petition say the bills will actually decrease the child care workforce, decrease quality, and price out parents from having access to child care. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Rust-Oleum's Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint is the first ever adjustable spray paint can. Choose from 5 different spray settings so you can get a professional finish on every project. A can is just $6.49 each after 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jimmy Buffett on a Tuesday morning, the late Jimmy Buffett. Changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 77 degrees in Richland Center right now. Also 77 in Amory. And if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I would like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. I just came across an interesting opinion piece in the Shepherd Express. This was just posted a few minutes ago, or maybe an hour ago, by Joel McNally at the Shepherd Express. We've gone over his pieces before. Joel McNally, longtime columnist in the Milwaukee area for both the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Shepherd Express. He has a piece in here that with a headline that says, Republicans believe democracy is an impeachable offense. And he says, we now know what the Republicans who refused to impeach Donald Trump for sending a violent, a violent armed mob of insurrectionists to overthrow American democracy consider a serious enough offense to warrant impeachment. In Wisconsin, it's a state Supreme Court justice winning a landslide election to uphold the constitutional rights of women to make their own decisions about their lives and to end 15 years of political corruption preventing voters from electing a state legislature or congressional representatives that reflect their political views. Destroying democracy is incredibly popular in today's trumped-up party, and state Republicans are desperate to impeach newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz before the new majority voters elected to the state Supreme Court can abolish Wisconsin's extreme political gerrymandering. That's what assures Republicans lopsided control of the legislature, even when Democratic candidates win more votes. There's no question Republicans have the theoretical political power to impeach Protasiewicz. Their corrupt gerrymandering has produced a huge majority for the Republicans in the Assembly and a veto-proof two-thirds majority in the state Senate. But it would still be incredibly stupid politically going into a presidential election for Republicans to overthrow the landslide election of the new Supreme Court majority created by overwhelming margins by state voters in three elections. The reason Wisconsin is a battleground state in presidential elections is because it's a closely divided 50-50 state between Democrats and Republicans. Most national and statewide elections are won or lost by 1 or 2 percentage points. The stunning exceptions were the three state Supreme Court elections of Justices Protasiewicz in April by 11 points, Jill Karofsky in 2020 by 11 points, and Rebecca Dallet by 12 points in 2018. Those staggering vote margins were the result of voters' desire for a Supreme Court that would base its legal decisions on the Constitution rather than partisan political advantage for the Republican Party. The driving issues behind the massive voter turnout electing Protasiewicz were the same ones that will produce an even greater turnout in 2024, restoring reproductive rights for women and free and fair elections for the legislature and Congress that reflect the will of the voters statewide. Voters knew exactly where Protasiewicz and her right-wing opponent, Daniel Kelly, stood on abortion rights and voting rights. Protasiewicz told voters she personally supported reproductive rights and supported the court taking a fresh look at the gerrymandered voting maps that do not reflect the people of the state. Justices should take a fresh look at every issue coming before them. Like other Republican appointees or candidates for state or federal courts, Kelly pretended he didn't have any political opinions on those issues. But voters knew he was lying. Kelly was a longtime abortion opponent endorsed by extreme anti-abortion groups. Kelly also was a paid legal advisor to state Republicans creating fake electors in Trump's criminal scheme to overthrow Biden's election victory in 7 states. Republican legislators are threatening to impeach Protasiewicz unless she recuses herself from a legal case challenging the corrupt Republican gerrymandering of voting districts. They say she's legally biased against political corruption. Let's all agree that's a hilarious sentence. But that's not how the loosely defined requirements about recusal under the Wisconsin Code of Judicial Ethics works. The rules are primarily aimed at avoiding personal and family conflicts related to financial interests or involvement in related cases. The right-wing majority previously controlling the court began with the election in 2008 of the brazenly unethical Justice Michael Gableman. Gableman passed an ethics code in name only, allowing justices to refuse to recuse themselves from cases benefiting wealthy donors contributing millions of dollars to their elections. Protasiewicz says she'll recuse herself from cases brought by the Democratic Party because of the millions of dollars it raised for her election, but the party is not involved in either the abortion rights case or the corrupt gerrymandering case that are coming before the court. Even if Republican legislators succeed in alienating the large majority of Wisconsin voters who elected Protasiewicz by preventing her from protecting abortion rights or creating free and fair elections, they will just be delaying the inevitable. Governor Tony Evers will still be able to appoint an equally progressive replacement. Republican legislators may be planning an even more infuriating, dirty political trick to try to sabotage the court. If the assembly votes to impeach Protasiewicz, she would not be permitted to participate in court decisions until she was either acquitted or convicted by the state Senate. By delaying the Senate trial as long as possible, Protasiewicz could be in limbo for months, keeping the court locked in a 3-3 tie between the corrupt previous court and the new court elected by an overwhelming majority of state voters. Democracy is not an impeachable offense. Republicans are on track to assure the largest turnout of angry anti-Republican voters in state history to finally put the party out of its misery, along with their criminal ex-president at the top of the ticket. The words of Joel McNally, posted on the Shepherd Express website just this morning, his opinion, and I got to admit there are some important points in that piece. I got to take a break. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, you are tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
A boy is born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for a world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes scrub.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 90. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Cloudy skies. Mid-60s Thursday. Low 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 76.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Shopping malls and music.
fill the air. From Seneca to Cahoga Falls, City, oh, where to go?
Ohio. Seneca to Cahoga Falls. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Tuesday morning. Not just Ohio. Biased language is the hot new tactic to thwart ballot measures. Music from the Pretenders there. My City Was Gone. Chrissy Hines singing about her hometown, Akron, Ohio. How things had changed. She went back. And that headline that I just gave you, not just Ohio. Biased language is the hot new tactic to thwart ballot measures is from a story posted just this morning in the Wisconsin Examiner. And this piece talks about how some lawmakers around the country are now writing ballot measures for voters to vote on that are very, very confusing. It's like they know that their policies aren't popular. So if they make the language of the ballot measure confusing, maybe they'll win enough of the people that are confused so that things turn out the way they want them. And this is going on around the country. This piece posted by Zachary Roth this morning at WisconsinExaminer.com. I'll give you a little bit of it before we have to head to our next break. It says, abortion rights supporters filed a lawsuit last week against what they call deceptive ballot language produced by Ohio officials for the state's closely watched upcoming referendum on the issue. But it isn't just the Buckeye State that's lately seeing fierce battles over the once obscure topic of ballot language. In recent weeks, officials in Missouri, where another abortion rights measure is at issue, and Idaho, have also been accused in lawsuits of seeking to thwart citizen initiatives they oppose by using biased and negative ballot language to describe the issue to voters. Arkansas last year saw a similar court fight after a state board rejected a proposed ballot measure that had gained the required number of signatures, claiming the ballot language didn't explain the issue in enough detail. Going to end right there. Got a bottom of the hour break coming up. Stick around. We'll get back to the story right after the break. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. An intense manhunt is still underway for an escaped killer in southeastern Pennsylvania. Danilo Cavalcante is on the run for nearly a week after breaking out of a prison near Philadelphia. Police now say he was spotted again last night, a little further away from the prison. This man says he nearly came face to face with Cavalcante in his home.
I saw him walk out of the kitchen and through our living room, kind of along the side, opened up that door, walked out. He was wearing a white shirt, had a bag.
There's a $10,000 reward for any information. Right now in Nevada, Tens of thousands of spectators, some walking, others driving, finally leaving the Burning Man Festival after thick mud from torrential rain left them stranded all weekend. There's a line of vehicles snaking their way out this morning, a process which could take hours. And well wishes for First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, testing positive for COVID but with mild symptoms. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin legislators are working on a Senate bill to address PFAS concerns in the state. Senate Bill 312 was introduced on May 24th, shortly after Governor Tony Evers signed the state budget. The bill would create grant programs for a $125 million PFAS trust fund to address PFAS and biosolids around the state. Studies show that PFAS may affect growth and development, reproduction, thyroid function, the immune system, and the liver. University of Wisconsin-Madison students took an unexpected swim on a hot day after a pier collapsed at the university's Memorial Union Terrace on Monday afternoon. Authorities got calls for a water rescue around 3 o'clock in the afternoon when 60 to 80 students fell into the water when the pier collapsed. One person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and about 20 to 25 other people were injured. The university said the area was not staffed by lifeguards at the time. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you hear me? Do you care? Do you hear me? Do you
What Are Words For? Music from Missing Persons. A song about words. And that's what we're discussing right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Tuesday morning, 9:35. And 80 degrees in Eau Claire right now. 76 degrees in Hayward. Thank you for tuning in today. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing, feel free to call in. I would be interested to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And just before the break, we were discussing words, language, and the way that ballot measures are worded for voters, and the fact that many lawmakers now around the country are putting the ballot measures on the ballot in words that are confusing to the voter and may cause them to vote the opposite way of how they actually feel and how they want things to go. And I was going over a story here that's in the Wisconsin Examiner, just posted this morning by Zachary Roth. And I believe it was posted from a different news site. And can I tell you what that site is? Yeah, I think it's called States Newsroom. Zachary Roth from States Newsroom. But I found it at the WisconsinExaminer.com. And the headline is Not Just Ohio. Biased language is the hot new tactic to thwart ballot measures. Abortion rights supporters filed a lawsuit last week against what they call deceptive ballot language produced by Ohio officials for the state's closely watched upcoming referendum on the issue of abortion rights. But it isn't just the Buckeye State that's lately seeing fierce battles over the once obscure topic of ballot language. In recent weeks, officials in Missouri, where another abortion rights measure is at issue, and in Idaho, also have been accused in lawsuits of seeking to thwart citizen initiatives they oppose by using biased and negative ballot language to describe the issue to voters. Arkansas last year saw a similar court fight after a state board rejected a proposed ballot measure that had gained the required number of signatures, claiming the ballot language didn't explain the issue in enough detail. Direct democracy advocates see these language disputes as another tactic in the larger war on ballot initiatives playing out across the country. As States Newsroom has reported, in recent years, a slew of states has tried to crack down on ballot measures by imposing more onerous signature requirements or raising the threshold for voter approval above a simple majority, among other steps. It's no coincidence that in all four of the states where controversies over ballot language have flared most prominently, Republican lawmakers have tried other tacks, so far unsuccessfully, to restrict ballot measures more broadly. Even if misleading ballot language ultimately gets thrown out by the courts, advocates say these fights can raise the costs of bringing initiatives by requiring supporters to engage in lengthy litigation. And in some states, signature gathering can't start until ballot language is approved, meaning delays caused by fights over language can eat into the limited time frame that organizers have to get the necessary signatures. Quote, "This has been an escalating effort to attack ballot titles," said Sarah Walker, Director of Legal and Policy Advocacy at the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, which provides support for progressive ballot measures. Quote, "It's just more of a long trajectory of efforts to undermine the will of the voters. And it shows how far politicians who were out of step with voters are willing to go to consolidate their power." End quote. The claims of biased language also raise questions about the role of secretaries of state, other state officials, in administering the ballot measure process. Though they may support or oppose ballot measures, there has long been an expectation that state election officials must perform their duties fairly and impartially. just as they're expected to do when running conventional elections involving candidates. But in the current hyper-partisan political climate, that expectation may be breaking down, leaving good government advocates concerned. Quote, a politicized partisan Secretary of State can completely distort public understanding of a ballot question through their control of the summary language, said Kevin Johnson, Executive Director of Election Reformers Network, which backs reforms aimed at removing partisanship from election administration. And there's a disclosure here in parentheses. It says this reporter worked for several months in 2022 as a communications consultant for the Election Reformers Network. And that gentleman, Kevin Johnson, the executive director of Election Reformers Network, also said, we would never accept a referee playing for one team in sports, and we shouldn't in elections either. End quote. Johnson pointed to Missouri, where Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, a Republican who opposes abortion rights, last month approved a ballot title that asks voters if they want to protect dangerous, unregulated, and unrestricted abortions from contraception to live birth. End quote. The title also asks voters if they want to nullify longstanding Missouri law protecting the right to life. A lawsuit filed by Missouri's ACLU chapter seeks to require Ashcroft, who is running for the Republican nomination for governor, to use more neutral wording. I would hope so. The skewed language came after Republican-authored legislation that would have required ballot initiatives to gain 57% approval rather than a simple majority unexpectedly died in the state Senate in May after passing the House. Lawmakers have pledged to try again next year, saying the goal is to thwart the abortion rights measure. A proposed constitutional amendment for which a petition was filed recently with the state by a grassroots organizing group aims to protect Missouri's ballot initiative process. Among other steps, it would ensure that ballot titles express the true intent and meaning of the measure at issue. Events in Ohio have followed a strikingly similar pattern. First, lawmakers drafted a ballot measure called Issue 1 that aimed to make it harder to use ballot initiatives to amend the state constitution by requiring 60% voter approval, among other steps. Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who is running in a competitive Republican primary for the United States Senate nomination, told fellow Republicans the change was needed to stop a proposed amendment protecting abortion rights. In his official role, LaRose approved ballot language for issue one that said the measure would elevate the standards for constitutional amendments, wording that issue one opponents called overly positive. Got to take a break. My voice is ready for a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Thank you. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 90. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Cloudy skies. Mid-60s Thursday. Low 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 76.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
I feel tears welling up from down deep inside, like my heart's got a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might think that I'm taking heart since you broke me off with a call. You might wait till that I'll hide in sorrow. I'm under a down and bow. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, too low to scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The race is on, and here comes pride of the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, too low to scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. The winner loses all.
Oh, yeah, yes. 9:52 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Tuesday morning, day after Labor Day. And right now, 82 degrees in La Crosse, 80 degrees in Richland Center. And just before the break, we were discussing language and words, ballot initiatives, and how some lawmakers around the country, especially Republican lawmakers, are changing the language, or at least making the language of ballot initiatives difficult for the voters to understand. And I just wanted to show you, to illustrate how this was going on in several states around the country and how it's something that we have to watch out for. So when it comes time to vote, we know what we're voting for. And it was just to make you aware. All right. And something else I'd like to make you aware of, considering the race is on, I have a headline here from Rolling Stone. It says, Inside MTG and Kari Lake's death race to become Trump's vice president. Yeah, the race is on. His allies say they'd be stupid choices, but Trump has repeatedly discussed with senior staffers Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kari Lake as potential number twos. Number two, indeed. And by the way, Aaron, can you hear me right now? Maybe he can't. I don't even think he has his headphones on. Well, let me ask you, dear listener, if you had your choice, who would you prefer to see as Donald Trump's vice president, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Kari Lake? And I should say as his running mate, because it's hard to imagine Donald Trump being elected again. But if you had to choose his running mate, would you choose Marjorie Taylor Greene or Kari Lake? Potential number twos. This piece from Rolling Stone starts out by saying Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kari Lake have been locked in what one source close to Donald Trump describes to Rolling Stone as a death race to become his 2024 vice presidential pick. In public, the far-right congresswoman from Georgia and the failed Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate are happy to present an image of calm unity in their cause to return Trump to the White House. But behind the scenes, the two view one another with intense distrust and disdain, each seeing the other as direct competition for Trump's political affections, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. Exacerbating the situation is the fact that Greene and Lake are the two leading contenders in a very narrow lane in the race to secure Trump's vice presidential slot should he win the 2024 Republican nomination next year. It's the lane of election-denying, shameless Trump diehard who has emerged as a conspiracy theory slinging star among the conservative base. Greene, in particular, has gone beyond simple attempts to raise her own profile in the ongoing Trump veep sticks. In recent weeks, she has moved behind the scenes to tear down Lake, garrulously trash-talking her to others in the MAGA elite. I think my voice is gone. Hey, Aaron, can you hear me? Okay, put some music on because I think I'm done for the day. And hopefully when I come back tomorrow, my voice will be working better. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Do something nice for someone today. I'll see you tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Well, they raised a beautiful family. Taught them all their history. They know this is where they belong. This is their home. This is where they belong. My people came over from sacrificed and they paid the price. So I can live this wonderful life, and I know this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. La 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 la.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News.